getting access to her personal information. Nancy Cordes has more.
What I did was allowed by the State Department, but it wasn't.
Clinton has never said who authorized her use of a private email server, and today we learned why. The internal audit found no evidence that the secretary requested or obtained guidance or approval. The report said diplomatic security officials did not and would not have signed off because the arrangement violated policies implemented in 2005.
There were no security breaches.
Clinton has long insisted her home server was secure, but the report cites emails from her private technology advisor warning in January 2011 that he had to shut down the server because he believed someone was trying to hack us. And while they did not get in, I didn't want them to have the chance to. Later that day, he sent a second message. We were attacked again, so I shut the server down for a few minutes. State Department IT staffers who expressed concerns about Clinton's setup were rebuffed. One was told by higher-ups the matter was not to be discussed any further. Another was instructed never to speak of the secretary's email system again.
I made it clear I'm more than ready to talk to anybody anytime.
Despite her vow to cooperate with a separate FBI investigation, Clinton and most of her top aides refused to be interviewed for this State Department report. And she didn't answer our shouted questions today.
Secretary Clinton, your reaction to the Inspector General's report?
But her campaign chose to view the report in a positive light. Press Secretary Ryan Fallon.
I think the report today backs up much of what we were saying and includes an appropriate amount of context about how widespread the use of personal email was. So I actually think the report today puts a lot of those questions to bed based on how fair it was in explaining that the use of personal email was widespread and done by her predecessors, including Secretary Powell.